We continue Bezat Hashem in Masechet Moed Katan. We are up to the top line of Tet Vav Amud Aleph. This limud should be Leilui Nishmat Baruch Ben Shelomo, Shelomo Ben Reuven, Erez Ben Miriam, Shaul Ben Latifa, Sulika Bat Chana, Simcha Bat Ladisya, and Esther Bat Ladisya, Alehem HaShalom. On the top line, the Gemara continues to discuss the Isur, the prohibition to get a haircut in general for these particular people that we are discussing. The last one we saw was the Avel. Avel is Asur Betisporet. So the Gemara asks, Menudin u'metzora'in mahen betisporet. Those who are in Nidui, those who are in a state of Tzara'at, what's their halakha regarding taking a haircut? Tashema, we learn it from a Braita. Come and hear it from a Braita. The Braita says, Menudin umtzora'im asurim lesaper ulchabes. The Menudin, those who are Nidui, those who are Mitzora'im, are not allowed to cut their hair. They're not allowed to do their laundry as well. And the Gemara continues to give the rest of the Braita. The Braita continues and says, Menude shemet. One who is in Nidui, who is ostracized, and he dies, Bedin soklin et arono. The Bedin performs skila, stoning, on his aron, on his coffin. How is that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo she'yamidu alav gal avanim kegalo shel achan. It doesn't mean that they pile up a pile of stones over the aron, like the heap of stones that was placed over the grave of Achan, as we see in Sefer Yoshua Perek Zayin. Ela, what it means is rather, Bedin sholchin umanichin even gedola al arono. The Bedin, they send messengers, and they place a large stone on his coffin in a symbolic way. Lelametcha shekol amitnade umet beniduyo bedin soklim et arono. Which teaches us that anyone who dies while in a state of nidui, the halakha is that there is skila that is performed on his aron in the way that we just described in a symbolic way. Now the Gemara will discuss that which is called atifat harosh, the wrapping of the head. Avel chayav beatifat harosh, the mourner is obligated to wrap his head as a sign of avelut, covering his head and covering part of his face. And where do we know this? Midika amar lerachamana leyecheskel, from the pasuk that Hashem tells Yecheskel in Perek Kavdaled, velo ta'ate al safam, do not cover your safam, your upper lip. And over there, the particular nevuah that was given to Yecheskel, that he was supposed to enact the nevuah in a way of the opposite of avelut, to show that he's not displaying any outward signs of mourning. So whatever an avel is supposed to do normally, Hashem told Yecheskel to do the opposite. So it says here, velo ta'ate al safam, you should not wrap yourself in a way that you cover your upper lip. Michlal de kule alma mechayvi. So from here we infer, we learn from this, that any other avel is obligated to do atifat harosh. So the question is, menude mahu beatifat harosh? What about a person who is in nidui? Does he also have to do atifat harosh? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Tashema, come in here, that which we learned in a braita, regarding those who were fasting for rain and the tefillot were not answered, which we learned about in Masechet Ta'anit. It says there, Vehen mit'atefim v'yoshvim kimnudin v'cha'avelim. And they wrap themselves and they sit as though they are people who were ostracized, who were in Idui or Avelim, ad she'irachamu alehem min hashamayim, until Min Hashamayim, they will be shown mercy. So what do we see from here? That people who are benidui, they have to wrap their heads just like mourners. It says, "Mitatvim v'yoshvim kimnudin v'chavelim." Amar le Abaye, but Abaye told Rav Yosef, that's not a proof. From this braita, it's not a proof. Dilma menudeh l'shamayim shani, dechamir. Maybe someone who is menudeh, who is ostracized l'shamayim from Hashem, when Hashem is not sending rain. So they're showing that they're menudeh l'shamayim, maybe that's more serious, that's more chamur, and they have to do atifat arosh. But it's not a proof that any regular menudeh has to as well. Metzora, mahu be'atifat arosh, what about a metzora? Tashema. Come in here from the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, ve'al safam ya'ate, and he should cover his upper lip. Michlal shechayav be'atifat harosh. From here we see that he's obligated to wrap his head, just like avel, shema amina. Indeed, that is conclusive. We learn from there. Avel asur lehaniach tefilin. A person who is a mourner is not allowed to wear tefilin. Midika amar lirachamana liyecheskel. Once again, we learn from that perik in Yecheskel, where Hashem told him, pe'ercha chavosh alecha. I want you to wear your pe'er, your headwear of glory. And that is referring to the tefillin, as the Gemara in Masechet Brachot explains. So because Hashem told Yechezkel to do so, and remember that anything that is asur to Avel, Hashem told him to do the opposite. So by telling him, you should wear your tefillin, michlal dekule alma asur, we see from here that a regular Avel is asur b'tefillin. To be clear, in the halacha is that this applies only to the first day of Avelut, not to all 7 days of Avelut. On the first day, he is not supposed to wear the tefillin, as we see from this pasuk, but already from the morning of the second day, he wears tefillin. The Gemara asks, menudeh mahu bitfilin? What about a menudeh, one who is in nidui? Is he allowed to wear tefillin? The Gemara says, teku. That question should stand with unresolved. Metzora mahu bitfilin. What about a metzora? Can he wear tefillin? Tashema, come in here from a braita. It says in the pasuk, we mentioned this earlier, vehatzarua lerabot kohen gadol. From the word vehatzarua in the pasuk, we come to include even a kohen gadol. All the halachot of tzara'at apply to him as well. Begadav yehiu perumim. The pasuk continues and says that his garments should be perumim. What does that mean? Sheyehu mekoraim. The braita explains that they should be torn. Verosho yehiye farua. The pasuk says, and his head should be parua. What does that mean? En peria el gidul se'ar. When it says parua, it means to grow to let the hair grow long. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva omer, Rabbi Akiva explains, ne'emra havaya barosh, ve'ne'emra havaya babeged. It says the word yehye when it comes to rosho, ve'rosho yehye, and it says by begadim also, begadav yehyu perumim. So it says havaya by the rosh, and it says havaya by the beged. Ma havaya ha'amura be'beged, just like when it says begadav yehyu perumim. Davar shechutz migufo, it's referring to something that is outside of his body, that is external to his body, which is his beged. Af havaya barosh, davar shechutz migufo. So too, when it says, verosho yihye farua, it's referring to an item that is outside of his body. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva says it's not referring to his hair, which is part of his body, it's referring to something that is outside of his body. My love, a tefillin. What does it mean? What is it referring to? It's referring to tefillin, which means verosho yefarua, that he's not supposed to wear tefillin. The mitzora is not supposed to wear tefillin. Can we not bring proof from here? Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, lo, that's not what the pasuk is referring to. A kumta vesudra. It's referring to a kumta, that's a little hat, a cap, Vesudra, and a scarf, which people wear on their heads. So it's possible to explain that according to Rabbi Akiva, what the pasuk is saying, verosho yefarua, is that the metzora is not supposed to wear a hat or a sudra or a nice scarf. So there's no proof from the words of Rabbi Akiva that a metzora is not supposed to wear tefillin. Another halacha of the Avel, Avel asur b'she'elat shalom. The Avel, the mourner, is not allowed to greet others or to greet or to be greeted by others with she'elat shalom. De ka'amar l'rachaman al Yechezkel, this too we learn from the pasuk in Yechezkel. Hashem says to Yechezkel, he'anek dom. You should sigh in silence. You should stay silent. This was the one act of Avelut that Hashem told Yechezkel to actually do, and that is to be quiet, not to answer and not to talk, aside from anything that is absolutely essential. So from here we learn that Avel also has to be quiet, and there is no She'elat Shalom, there is no greeting people. Menudeh mahu b'She'elat Shalom? What about a menudeh? One who is ostracized, is he allowed to greet others? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef once again proves from that braita from Ta'anit that we learned. Tashema ubishe'elat shalom shebin adam lechaviro ki bnei adam hanezufim lamakom. That when they were not answered with their fasts for rain, so then they also are mema'et, they diminish their she'elat shalom, they stop greeting one another, kibne adam hanezufim lamakom, like people who are nazuf, who are reprimanded by Hashem, which means like people who are menude. A menude is definitely nazuf. So you see from here that a menude should not be greeting people. Amale Abaye, once again Abaye rejected this proof by saying, Dilma menude lashamayim shani. Maybe over there it's different because we're talking about a person who's menude lashamayim, who's ostracized by heaven. That's different, that's more serious. De chamir, it's much more serious. So therefore there's no proof from there to a regular menude that he's also asur b'she'elat shalom. Mitzora mahu b'she'elat shalom. What about a mitzora? Tashema, come in here. The pasuk says, Ve'al safam ya'ateh. And he should cover, remember, his upper lip. And we learn from here, the Baita learns, She'yehu siftotav medubakot zo bazo. His lips should be sealed and stuck together. She'yehe kimnudeh ve'che'avel. To be like a menudeh and like a avel. Ve'asur b'she'elat shalom. The Baita openly says that he is prohibited from greeting others. Shema mina, that is conclusive. We learn from there. So the Gemara says, Venifshot mina limnude. So let's learn from there, from the case of the Metzora to the Menude also, that he's Asur b'she'elat Shalom. Amar Rav Acha Bar Pinchas Mishmed Rav Yosef. Rav Acha Bar Pinchas says in the name of Rav Yosef, we cannot learn from the Menude, because over there by the Metzora, Miketani she'asur. Does it say over there openly that the Metzora is asur to greet others like a person who's menude? It only says sheyehe kimnude vecheavel katane. It only states that he, the Metzora, has to be like a menude and like avel. Bemile achrenaita. That is in regard to other things. Meaning in all other things, he's like a menude. Ve'asur nami b'she'elat shalom. In addition to that, the Metzora is also asur b'she'elat shalom. And therefore, there's no proof to be derived from here regarding the menude if he also is asur b'she'elat shalom. That could be very well just specifically to the Metzora. Avel asur b'divrei Torah. The Avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Midika amara chamana li Yechezkel dom. From that pasuk that Hashem told Yechezkel to be quiet, dom, to be in a state of silence. And silence means also not to discuss divrei Torah. So the Gemara asks, menude mahu bedivrei Torah? What about a menude? Can he speak words of Torah? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Tashema, come in here from a braita. Menude shone veshonim lo. A menude is allowed to teach Torah, and others are allowed to teach him. And similarly, niskar veniskarim lo. He could be hired for work by others, and niskarim lo, and others could be hired by him. So we see clearly from the Braita that he is not only allowed to learn Torah, he can even teach Torah. However, Muhram, this is the higher level of Nidui. There are two types of Nidui. There's Nidui and there is Cherem. Nidui is the one who's ostracized. So he's still on the level where he's allowed to learn and to teach Torah, to hire and to be hired. Whereas a muhram, someone who is in cherem, who is excommunicated, that's a more severe form of nidui, lo shone velo shonim lo. He's not allowed to teach Torah, and he's not allowed to be taught Torah. Lo niskar velo niskarim lo. He cannot be hired by others to work, and others cannot be hired by him. Aval shonehu le'atzmo, but to himself he's allowed to study. Shelo yafsik et limudo, so that he should not interrupt his limud Torah and forget everything he knows. So even the mucham is allowed to learn; he's just not allowed to teach others or to be taught by others. Ve'oselo chanut ketana bishvil parnasato, and he's allowed to build a small store for his parnasa that he can earn enough money to cover the most basic needs, but not more. Ve'amarav, and Rav says in regards to this small store, zabune maya bepakta de aravot. This is referring to selling water in the valley of Aravot, where you don't have water to be found easily there. So a person could sell water there and earn some money. So that's what it means. Oselo chanut ketana bishvil parnasato, shema amina. The Gemara concludes and says, we learn from this braita conclusively that one who is in nidui is allowed to learn Torah. Metzora, mahu bedivrei Torah? What about a metzora? Tashema, come in here. It says in the pasuk, in parashat Vayetchanan, vehodatam levanecha velivne vanecha, and you should teach the Torah to your children and to your grandchildren. Yom asher amadta lifnei Hashem Elokecha bechorev, and you should remind them of the day that you stood before Hashem on Har Sinai. So what's the connection between the beginning of the pasuk and the continuation? We learn from here, ma lehalan be'ema ubi'ira uberetet ubeze'a. Just like over there, when we were standing in front of Hashem by Har Sinai, we were learning Torah with ema, with reverence, bi'ira, with fear, beretet ubeze'a, and with trembling. So too, we learn from here that in every generation, Torah has to be studied in a similar way, with yira, with fear of Hashem. And therefore, mikan amru, from here the Chachamim learned, hazavin vehametzora'in uboale nidot, that the people who are tameh betum'at zava, or zav, vehametzora'im, those who are in a state of tzara'at, uboale nidot, and those who were mittameh, who became tameh because they were with a nida. Mutarim likrot batorah ubanevi'im ubaktuvim velishnot bamidrash ubatalmud bahalachot ubaagadot. They are all permitted to learn the Torah and the Nevi'im and the Ketuvim, to learn Midrash, to learn the Talmud, to learn the Halachot and Agadah. Uba'ale keriyin asurin. But those who experienced keri, who saw keri, tum'at keri, they are not allowed in learning Torah until they are mittaher, until they become tahor. Why is that? Because the Baal keri, normally what causes the keri is because of frivolity, of lack of yirah, kalut rosh, and too much joking around and clowning around, that brings to keri, and that is not a way to learn Torah. That's not a state of mind that is conducive to learning Torah. Therefore, the Ba'ale Keriin, they are not allowed to learn. Whereas all the others before, it's a case of ones. It's a case that was not under their control. So therefore, they're still allowed to learn Torah. But the Baal Keri, which is a result of Kalut Rosh, is not allowed to learn Torah because it's not beretet, be'ema, bi'ra, beretet, ubeze'a. And so we see from here that Shema Mina, we learn from here that a Mitzora is allowed to learn. Avel asu betichboset. The mourner is not allowed to do tichboset, not allowed to launder his clothing. Dichtiv, as it says in Shmuel Bet, Perek Yudalid, Vaishlach Yoav Tekoa, and Yoav sent to the city of Tekoa, Vaikach Misham Isha Chachama, and he brought from there a wise woman, Vayomer Eleha, and he told her, Hit Abelina, please make yourself as a avela, as a mourner, velifshina bigde evel, and make your, and wear the clothing of a avel, ve'al tasuchi shemen, and do not anoint yourself with oil, ve'hayit ke'isha ze yamim rabim mit'abelet al met, and be like a woman that is mourning for a long time. So from the fact that it says velifshina bigde evel, that you should wear begadim of avelut, so that means that begadim of avelut are different. And how are they different? They are not mechubasim, they are not laundered. From here we see avel is asur betichboset. What about menudin umtzora'in mahen betichboset? Those who are in nidui or metzora, are they allowed to do laundry? Tashema, we learn from a braita. The braita openly says, menudin umtzora'in asurim lesaper ulchabes. They're not allowed to take a haircut. They're not allowed to do laundry. Shema mina, that's conclusive. Avel chayav bikriya. A mourner is obligated to rend his clothing, to tear his clothing. Deka'amar lehu rachamana livnei Aharon. From the fact that we find in Parashat Shmini, Hashem tells the children of Aharon, after they lost Nadav v'Avihu, lo tifromu, do not tear your clothing. From here we can infer that everyone else, all other mourners, are obligated to tear their clothing. An exception was made for the Kohanim Bnei Aharon. Menude mahu bikriya, what about a menude? Does he tear his clothing? Teku, that's an unresolved question. Metzora mahu bikriya, what about a metzora? Tashema. We learned that from the Braita that explains the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Begadav yehyu ferumim. His garments should be perumim, should be torn. Sheyehu mekoraim. Shema mina, we learn from there that a metzora has to tear his clothing. Avel chayav bikfiyat hamita. Another issue regarding a mourner. Avel is obligated to be kofe mitato. That means to overturn his bed, which means to turn his bed or his mattress upside down so that he sleeps on the other side of it. The Tane Bar Kapara, as a Braita was taught by Bar Kapara. Regarding Avelut, the Braita says that Hashem says the following, Dmut diyokni natati bahem. I have placed my image in them, which means human beings have tzelem elokim, as the pasuk says, betzelem elokim asayta adam. Every human being has the dmut, the tzelem, the image of Hashem. Ube'avonotehem hafachtiha, and due to their sins, I overturned it. When a person dies, so the tzelem elokim is removed. Yehafchu mitotehem aleha. So therefore, you must also overturn your beds because of this. So the kfiyat amita by avelut, turning over the bed, is to remember that tzelem elokim has been turned over by the death of the person. So therefore, from here we see that avel is chayav bikfiyat amita. Menude umetzora mahen bikfiyat amita. What about a menude or a metzora? Teku, that is an unresolved question. Avel asur be'asiyat melacha. Avel is not allowed to perform work. Dichtiv, as it says in Amos, pasuk in Amos, ve'hafachti hagechem le'evel, and I will turn your chagim, your holidays, into evel, into mourning. So we see here that there is a hekesh, a comparison of the chag to evel. Ma chag asur bimlacha, af avel asur bimlacha. Just like a chag is a time where we're not allowed to work, so too avelut is a time where he's not allowed to work. Menude mahu be'asiyat melacha. Can a menude go to work or do work? Amar Rav Yosef says, Tashema, come in here. Kishe amru asur be'asiyat melacha. Once again, referring to the Ta'anit Tzibur, when there was no rain. So after all the Ta'aniyot, and they were not answered, so there is a Isur of Asiyat Melacha, of doing work. So it says there in the Braita, Kishamru Asur Be'asiyat Melacha Lo Amru Ela Bayom, Aval Balayla Mutar. When they said that it's not allowed to work during the Ta'anit Tzibur, that's only during the day, but during the night, it's permitted. וכן אתה מוצא במנודה ובאבל. And so you find similarly regarding a person who is in nidui and a person who is avel. So now, my love akulhu. This last statement of the Braita, וכן אתה מוצא במנודה ובאבל, and the same applies to a menudeh and avel. Doesn't it go back on all the things that are mentioned there in the Braita, including the prohibition to do work? So we see, we could learn from here that a menudeh is not allowed to do work. Gemara says it's not a proof. Lo ashe'ara. It could very well just be referring to all the rest of the isurim there, but not to the isur of doing work. So there's no proof. Tashema, come in here, a different proof. Menudeh shone veshonim lo, niskar veniskarim lo. What do we see openly? What did the Braita say? We saw this Braita before. A menudeh is allowed to teach others Torah and to be taught by others. Niskar, he's allowed to be hired for work. Veniskarim lo, and others can be hired for him. Oh, Shema Amina, we see clearly from here that he is allowed to be engaged in work. Metzora, mahu be'asiyat melacha? What about a metzora? That stays as teku, that's unresolved. Next halacha, avel asur birchitza. The mourner is not allowed to bathe. Dichtiv, as it says in Shmuel Bet, in that pasuk where Yoav was talking to the woman from Tekoa and asking her to dress up as a avel, as a mourner. So he told her, ve'al tasuchi shemen, and do not anoint yourself with oil. Urchitza bichlal sicha, bathing is included in sicha, in anointing, because both of them are done together, both of them have a similar goal, and that is cleanliness. So al tasuchi shemen, that means also rechitza is asur for an avel. Menude mahu birchitza, what about someone who is in idui? Amar Rav Yosef goes back to that braita of the Tanit Zibur when there's no rain. Tashema, it says there in the braita, Keshamru asur birchitza, when they said that the rechitza, bathing is asur during those Taniyot Zibur, lo amru ela kol gufo. That's only when you wash your entire body. That's what's not allowed. Aval panav yada v'raglav mutar. But to wash your face, hands and feet, that is mutar. And then the Braita ends, וכן אתה מוצא במנודה ובאבל. And all this applies to a menudeh and avel. My love akulhu. The last sentence, doesn't it apply to all the activities mentioned before, including rechitza? Lo, ashara. It's not a proof. It could be referring to everything else there in that Braita, on the rest of the things, but not including rechitza. Rechitza, maybe the menudeh is still allowed. Metzora mahu birchitza teiku. What about a metzora? This also stays unresolved. Avel asur bin ilata sandal. The avel is not allowed to wear shoes, specifically leather shoes. Midika amar li rachamana li Yecheskel. This we learn from what Hashem told Yecheskel. Un'alecha tasim biraglecha. I want you to put your shoes upon your feet. Remember, he was telling him to do the opposite of what an avel does. Michlal dekule alma asur. From here we see that any regular avel is not allowed to wear shoes. Menude mahu bin ilata sandal. What about a menude? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Tashema, come in here. Once again, that braita of Tanit Zibur, Tashema, Keshe Amru Asur bin Ilata Sandal, when they said that during the Taniyot Zibur of the rain, one is not allowed to wear shoes, Lo Amru Ela Be'ir, they only said when a person is walking in the city, Aval Baderech, but when he's traveling on the road, Mutar, he's allowed to wear shoes. Haketzad, so what should he do? Yatzala derech, he travels on the road, Noel, he puts on his shoes. Nichnas la'ir, once he enters the city, choletz, he removes his shoes. V'chen ata motze b'mnudeh u'be'avil. And the same applies to the menudeh and the avil. Oh, so we see, maybe the isur of putting on shoes applies to the menudeh. My love akulhu, isn't this statement at the end of the Braita going back to all of the activities? Lo ashara, it's not a proof, it's going on the rest, not on the isur of wearing shoes. Metzora mahu bin ilata sandal, teiku, regarding if the metzora is allowed to wear shoes or not, stays as an unresolved question. Avel asu betashmish amita. A mourner is not allowed to have marital relations with his wife. Dichtiv, As it says in Shmuel Bet, Perek Yud Bet, Vaynachem David et Batsheva Ishto, Vayavo Eleha. That's talking about after their son, David and Batsheva, after their son died. So it says that after the days of Evel, of mourning, passed, David comforted his wife and Vayavo Eleha, and he was with her. And it was with her, meaning marital relations. Michlal de Meikara Asur. We see from this pasuk that beforehand, during the days of Avelut, it was Asur. Only afterwards it says, Vayavo Eleha. Menude mahu betashmish amita. What about a menude? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Tashema, come in here from a braita. Kol otan shanim shayu Yisrael v'amidbar, menudin hayu veshimshu mitotehen. All those years that the Jewish people were in the Midbar, they were in a state of nidui, because of the sin of the Meraglim, and yet, veshimshu mitotehem, they were with their wives, because they had children born to them during those days. So you see that a menudeh is allowed tashmish amita. Amar le Abaye, Abaye rejected his proof. He said, vedilma menudeh l'shamayim shani. Maybe that case, Am Yisrael were menude l'shamayim. Menude l'shamayim is different. Maybe that's why they were mutar b'tashmish amita dekil, because it's less serious than regular nidui. I'm sure you're asking the question that the Gemara is about to ask. Kil? Less serious? Ve'ha'amart chamir. All along, every time I mentioned menude l'shamayim, you said it's more chamur. It's more serious than a regular nidui. And now you're saying, dilma menude l'shamayim shani dekil? It's less chamur? So what's going on here, Abaye? What do you mean to say? You know what the Gemara answers? The truth is, sapuke mesapkele. Abaye, he had a safek, he had a doubt whether a nidui that is imposed from Shamayim, is it really more chamur than regular nidui that is imposed by the Bedin, or is it less chamur? He always had this safek. And therefore, every time a proof was brought from the case of Nidui Lashamayim, he pushed it off either way, either to this side or to this side. Zil hacha kamatchile, you go this way and he rejects it. Vezil hacha kamatchile, and this way if he rejects it. Which means, if you bring proof from Nidui Lashamayim to be machmir, so he would say, well, maybe it's chamur only by Nidui Lashamayim, not by regular Nidui. If you would bring a proof, like in this case, from Nidui Lashamayim, where it's more kal, where you're allowed b'tashmish amita, he would say, well, maybe that's more kal, but maybe regular nidui is more chamur. Bikitzur, it's because he had a safek. What is the status of menudeh l'shamayim? Is that more chamur than menudeh from bedin or not? And that's why each time we find that he pushes off the proof in a different, from a different angle, in a different direction. Metzora mahu b'tashmish amita. Now the Gemara asks, is a metzora allowed to be with his wife? Tashema, come in here, the Tanya, it says, Ve'yashav michutz le'aholo. And he remains outside of his tent. Shivat yamim, it says there, 7 days. He remains outside of his tent. She'yehe kimnude ve'che'avel ve'asu betashmish amita. Which means that he's like a menude, like a avel, and also he is asur betashmish amita. That's chutz le'aholo. How do we see chutz le'aholo? Means he's not allowed to have tashmish amita. Ve'en aholo ela ishto, because the word aholo, his tent, is referring specifically to his wife. She'ne'emar, as we learn from the pasuk, lech emor lahem shuvu lachem le'aholechem. After Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe, go and tell them now they can go back to their tents, which means now they are allowed to be with their wives. Shema Mina. So we learn from here that clearly that a metzora is asur to engage in marital relations. Venifshot nami limnude. So the Gemara says, well, why did you say before we can't answer for menude? Can't we learn from here? It says from the words sheyehekim nude vecheavel. So that means menude is also asur betashmish amita. No, Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Pinchas Mishmed Rav Yosef. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Pinchas, said in the name of Rav Yosef, similar to what we found earlier, Mi ketani she'asur, does it say openly over here in the Braita that a menudeh is asur b'tashmish amita? No. She'yehe kimnudeh uch'avel b'mile achrenaita. this that it says that the Metzorah should be like Menudeh and like Avel, it means in all other things. And then in addition to that, the Braita added, Ve'asur nami betashmish amita, the Metzorah is also asur in marital relations. So therefore, you cannot derive any proof from here regarding a Menudeh that he is also asur betashmish amita. The Gemara continues with another halakha about the Avel. Avel eno meshaleach korbenotav. A mourner does not send his korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash during the days of his avelut. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braita, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shelamim, why is the korban called Shelamim, a peace offering? Why is that the name of a korban? Bizman Shehu Shalem, velo Bizman Shehu Onen. We learn from this name that a korban is supposed to be brought when a person's mind is shalem, when he has shalom in his heart, when his mind is settled, when he has yeshuva da'at, but not at the time when he is an onen, not in the time when he's distressed in avelut. So from here we see, from the name shlamim, we see avel is not supposed to send korbanot during avelut. Asks the Gemara, Menudeh mahu sheyeshalach korbenotav, what about a menudeh? So once again, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef brings from that braita regarding the Jews in the Midbar. Tashema, come in here, it says, Kol otam shanim shehayu Yisrael v'midbar, menudim hayu. All the days, all the years that Am Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were in a status of menudim l'shamayim. They were as if excommunicated by Hashem, dejected by Hashem. And yet, v'shalchu korbenotehem, we know they gave korbanot. So you see, a menudeh can give korbanot. Amar le'abaye, Abaye once again rejected the proof of Rav Yosef. V'dilma menudeh l'shamayim shani, maybe in that case of the Midbar, where they were menudeh l'shamayim, not through bedin, that's different, dekil, because it is more lenient. Once again, the Gemara asks, like before, Kiel, more lenient, Beha'amart Chamir, didn't you say before that Menudeh l'Shamayim is more chamur, is more stringent? And once again, the Gemara answers the same answer, Sapuke Mesapkele. Abaye really had a safek as to the status of Menudeh l'Shamayim, is it more chamur than Menudeh l'Bedin or not? Umadchele, and therefore, he pushed away the proofs of Rav Yosef, either to this side or to this side, depending on which direction it was brought, as we explained before. Metzorah, mahu sheyeshalach korbenotav. What about a metzorah? Can he send his korbanot? Tashema, coming here from Braita, and this is regarding the Kohen who is a metzorah. The Tanya, we learned in the Pasuk. Ve'achare tahorato, the Braita explains the pasuk in Yechezkel. This pasuk is in Yechezkel Mem Dalet. That's talking about a kohen who became impure, who became tameh. So it says, the whole pasuk is, ve'achare tahorato shivat yamim yisperu lo, ubiyom bo'o el ha-kodesh, lechatzer ha-penimit lesharet ba-kodesh yakriv chatato. That's the entire pasuk. The Braita explains the pasuk like this. Ve'achare tahorato, that means achar perishato min hamet, when the kohen is separated from the dead, which means from the source of tum'ah. So when he is separated from the dead, shivat yamim yisperulo, he counts 7 days, elu shivat yemei sfero. These are the 7 days of his counting before he becomes fully tahor. Now the Gemara is learning this part of the pasuk as referring to Metzorah as well. As we know, the Metzorah also has to count 7 days as part of his process of tahara. So the Kohen also, if he's a Metzorah, we learn from this pasuk in Yechezkel that he also has to count 7 days until he becomes tahor from his tzara'at. And what does it say in the continuation of the pasuk? Uviyom bo'o el ha-kodesh, el chatzer ha-penimit lesharet ba-kodesh. And on the day when the Kohen finally comes back to the Beit HaMikdash to take care of the services of the Kodesh in the Beit HaMikdash, yakriv chatato, he brings a korban, his korban chatat, to Hashem. So we have two opinions as to what is this korban chatat that he brings. So zo asirit ha'efa shelo, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is the special korban mincha, which was with a measurement of a tenth of an efa of flour, which the kohen would bring every day when he began the avodat bet hamikdash. But when he was tameh, he was not able to bring this korban, whether because he was tameh with betum atmet or tameh betum atzarat. And now, when he comes back after the 7 days of Tahara, he can bring his daily Asirit Efa as his Korban. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, what does the Pasuk say? Bevo'o Yakriv. When he comes, he can bring the Korban. So Rabbi Shimon learns, Bizman Shera'ui Lebi'a, Ra'ui Lehakrava. When is he fit lehakrava to bring korbanot? Only when he's fit to come into the Bet HaMikdash. When he's ra'ui lebi'a. Bizman she'eno ra'ui lebi'a. When he's not fit to enter into the Bet HaMikdash, which means when he is tameh, eno ra'ui lehakrava, he is not fit for korbanot. So what do we learn from here? That the Metzora cannot bring korbanot to the Bet HaMikdash, because being that at the time of his tzarat, he's not fit to enter the Bet HaMikdash, he's therefore not fit to bring korbanot either. So in truth, both from the words of Rabbi Yehuda and from Rabbi Shimon, we are able to learn this halacha that a metzora cannot be makriv korbanot. Whether from Rabbi Yehuda, who said that only after the kohen finished his 7 days of counting from tzarat, can he bring his asirit ha'efa of his daily korban mincha, or from the way Rabbi Shimon learns from the very words of the pasuk, bevo'o yakriv, only when he's ra'ui lavo lebet ha'migdash, he is ra'ui lehakriv. From both opinions, we see that a metzora who's not ra'ui lavo, who's not tahor, is not fit to send his korbanot to the bet ha'migdash.